If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
What is done with ambition? What is to be done with those hyper ambitious people? Is ambition a force for good or evil? Something to be celebrated or smashed? Every successful family, every business, every nation, every civilization has to answer that question. What do we do with ambition? Celebrate, suppress, redirect, reward, punish, balance it. For over 250 years, some of our greatest minds have wrestled with this exact question. James Madison, Adam Smith, Karl Marx, Ayn Rand, B.F. Skinner, Eleanor Ostrom. Each believed that they had the answer, and each saw something profound, and each missed a little bit of something. I think that one of the greatest mistakes that we make is trying to and designing systems around the people that we wish existed instead of the people who actually do exist. We imagine everybody will be honest and responsible and generous and patient and virtuous. But of course, history tells us a different story. So I don't think the question is whether people are good or bad. The question is, how do you build a society where ordinary people can still produce extraordinary outcomes? James Madison starts with a just profound truth that men are not angels. And because of that, government itself can't be trusted. His answer wasn't to find better politicians. He was far more brilliant and clever. It was to create a government where politicians can stop one another. And the famous line is, ambition must be made to counteract ambition. Don't try to eliminate it, direct it. President wants more power. Congress wants more power. Courts want power. Great. Now make them fight it out. Make them fight over protecting the Constitution instead of expanding themselves in an unchecked fashion. Madison didn't believe that we'd become better people. He believed that we needed an efficient and better system. Ayn Rand looked at ambition completely differently. She didn't see it as dangerous. She saw it as noble. The entrepreneur, the inventor, the artist, the builder. She believed that civilization advanced because ambitious individuals refuse to settle. So the problem wasn't ambition. The problem was government getting in the way of those people and their ambition. So where Madison built guardrails, Rand wanted open highways. And then there's Karl Marx. And he rejected both. He argued that people aren't naturally ambitious. He argued that capitalism makes them ambitious. Competition and profit and private ownership, those are incentives that lead to and create greed. So his thought was, let's change the system, and human behavior will change right along with it. So to Marx, ambition wasn't human nature. It was learned behavior. Interesting. B.F. Skinner took the idea one step further. He argued that free will itself is largely an illusion, and that people repeat what gets rewarded, and they avoid what gets them punished. So if you change the environment, then you change the person also. He wrote a book called Walden 2, and it was where he imagined a society engineered so carefully that competition itself would just disappear, that there would be no jealousy, no greed, no political ambition, just cooperation, at least in theory. And then, of course, reality showed up one day. And that is where this Twin Oaks story gets really great and fascinating. Now, Twin Oaks was a little town that was founded based on and to build on Skinner's vision. But believe it or not, shockingly, the psychology didn't survive. The conditioning failed. People did not like being engineered. But something unexpected happened. The system survived. Labor credits, shared responsibility, clear expectations, rotating leadership, defined roles, measurement and accountability. The community quietly abandoned behaviorism while keeping institutional design, which sounds pretty familiar. And then Adam Smith. Most people know Adam Smith because of the book The Wealth of Nations. Far fewer are familiar with his earlier book, The Theory of Moral Sentiments. Smith believed ambition creates prosperity, but prosperity that requires virtue. Markets don't survive on self-interest alone. They depend on trust, on reputation, on fair dealing, on people having consciences, to having a conscience. What Smith called the impartial spectator, which is inside each of us, that conscience. So without character, markets eventually are going to destroy themselves. Eleanor Ostrom won the Nobel Prize in economics. She didn't spend her career imagining ideal societies. She looked at real ones. She looked at fishing villages and irrigation systems and forests and communities around the world. And she discovered something remarkable, that communities often solved problems without massive government, without pure capitalism, without central planners. They created rules together, held each other accountable, resolved disputes locally, adjusted over time. In other words, they built institutions, not perfect people. So there's a pattern here. You think about and look at what each one of these great thinkers.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Haley Bailey. Okay, I need to tell you about something. I just got YouTube Premium. It's got tons of awesome features like offline downloads, so I can download my favorite videos before I travel and watch them whenever I don't have Wi-Fi. Because we all know airplane Wi-Fi is the worst. I get ad-free, I get background play, and there's like a ton more in there. You should try it. If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Try it now for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium.
If you like YouTube, you'll love YouTube Premium. Hi, I'm Sean Evans from Hot Ones, and I want to tell you about YouTube Premium. It has offline downloads, so you can watch without Wi-Fi. Background play, so you can lock your phone, and it still plays, baby. Oh, and it is completely ad-free. Yes, I said it, ad-free. Try YouTube Premium for 2 months free at youtube.com/premium. Trial eligibility varies. Terms apply. Cancel anytime.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Great thinkers. Thinkers. Contributes. Madison teaches us that power needs limits. Rand reminds us that achievement requires freedom. Marx reminds us that incentives matter. Skinner reminds us that environments will shape behavior. Smith reminds us that virtue matters. Ostrom reminds us that ordinary people can build extraordinary institutions. They're not all answering the same question. They're each describing one piece of human civilization. Because your family is a civilization. So it's not just about governments. Every family has to answer this question too. What's going to get rewarded? What are we going to ignore? What are we going to celebrate? Businesses do the same thing. Marriages do it. Every church, every sports team, every organization is constantly conditioning behavior. The culture that you're experiencing today is the accumulation of what you've rewarded over time. So I think Madison had it mostly right. Not because ambition is bad, but because ambition never disappears. You can't eliminate it. You can only channel it. So the question isn't whether people will pursue what they want. They're going to. I think the question is, have you built a system that aligns what people want with what's best for everybody else? So that's true for government. It's true for businesses and families. And it's true for you and your life. Because ultimately, your future isn't determined by your intentions. It's determined by the systems that you've built around your ambitions. Do your ambitions serve your values, or have your values become servants of your ambition? So that's a good question. I think everybody should answer that one. I would ask yourself, as I ask myself, what behaviors am I rewarding at home, in business, with my friends, my money, with my health? And if somebody watched my life for a month, what would they conclude that I actually value? Because your systems are not lying. The greatest civilizations weren't built by eliminating ambition. They were built by giving ambition worthy things to build. So, are you giving yourself, your family, and your community things worthy of building? Because without ambition, why would we strive? Why would we move forward? Why would we advance? There's probably more there, but I think you get the idea. As always, what we're talking about is doing your part by doing your best.
Until now, the data your AI depends on has been trapped behind ever-increasing cloud fees. Wasabi created Hut Cloud Storage and is redefining cloud storage for the AI era, delivering simple, predictable cloud storage for AI, analytics, media, and more. Your data is free to move, fast to access, and ready when your AI needs it. Hidden fees add up fast as AI workloads grow. Wasabi's flat pricing eliminates all of it. One rate, no surprises. Learn more and try now for free at wasabi.com. Wasabi, the AI storage cloud. Proud partner of the iHeart Podcast Network.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.